Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to talk about China now. The global economic crisis has taken a deep hold in China's countryside. The government made a dramatic announcement Monday saying 20 million rural migrant workers have lost their jobs because of the economic hard times. Many say the Chinese government is increasingly worried that rising job losses will cause social unrest. Joining us now is Dr. Kerry Brown, a senior fellow in Asia Research at the Chatham House in London. Welcome, Dr. Brown.
Hi, hello.
20 million workers unemployed. Now, that's twice as many as was estimated just last month. What happened?
Well, I think a lot of them are migrant workers who work in the manufacturing area in the south of China. So with the disappearance of export markets in the EU and the US because of the global credit crunch, these people just haven't got jobs. So they have had to go back to their homes. And I think that this figure of 20 million is probably an underestimate. It's probably several million more.
And who are the workers blaming? Do you have a sense of that? Are they blaming the economy, the Chinese government?
From most of the anecdotes that we've been hearing, their anger has been directed at factory owners who shut the factories without paying final wages. They may be sort of angry at local officials because they might blame them for being corrupt. Corruption remains a big, big problem. At the moment, it's not directed at the central government. They realize that this is a global phenomena, and therefore they are being patient. But that, you know, isn't something that could kind of, you know, you could assume would go on forever. It may be that they do start to get angry at the government.
You mentioned the central government. It issued a statement warning that 2009 will be, quote, possibly the toughest year since the turn of the century, clearly trying to prepare the population, right?
Yeah. Premier Wang Jiabao, who is the head of the government, is in the UK at the moment, and he gave a talk a couple of days ago about the big fiscal stimulus package, you know, the sort of trillions of Chinese renminbi, Chinese currency. So I think just that will mean that they'll be able to meet their 8% target growth rate this year. But I don't think that they'll be seeing real growth in terms of exports. They've been very dependent on those for GDP growth, but that's just not going to happen in the current climate. And I think their problem is trying to build a good domestic consumption with Chinese people. Chinese people tend to save. They don't tend to want to spend. And that's got to sort of change. Although consumption's gone up 23% in 2008, there's no way that that will be able to replace the very good markets that they had abroad in the years up to 2008.
Dr. Kerry Brown, the huge irony here is for a communist state that is supposedly all about the workers, these workers that you're talking about are as disorganized as any workers in the world. Is there any chance that they will have a channel to express their dissatisfaction with the economy and the government?
Yeah, I mean, the government has always been very, very nervous of organized unions. There are official unions. Any attempts to set up unofficial unions have been clamped down. That was one of the problems 20 years ago during the Tiananmen Square disturbances in 89. I think that there are informal groups. These groups may well start to really kind of catch up with each other, you know, kind of create links. That will be very, very worrying to the government indeed. They're in control of it at the moment. But I think that the problem is that many of these people, you know, if they stay in where they're working, they could do, they could sort of organize themselves better. One of the ironies is that during the Chinese New Year, many people went back to their home villages and therefore, you know, are much less likely to link up. I think the Chinese government kind of likes people to go back where they came from because then their kind of links with other workers are much, much weaker.
What can the government do, or what is the government doing to prevent the kind of social unrest they're concerned about?
They're intending to do two things. One is to help people with, you know, kind of being able to spend a bit more. I think the problem is that people in China save so much because the educational facilities or the health facilities are things they have to pay for, and therefore they're always saving for the rainy day. Well, now obviously it's raining pretty hard, and so the government wants to put lots more money into these areas so that people feel that they don't have to save all the time and, you know, be saving for if they're ill or saving for their children to go to university. And they're also kind of doing much more to help with building infrastructure. So, I mean, the second thing is just to try, like other countries like the US and the UK, to stimulate the economy with this big package of, you know, sort of infrastructure, building projects, things like that.
Final question. Are they expecting more layoffs, more people to be unemployed?
Yes, it's going to get worse. I can't see how it can fail to do that. The exports took a really sharp dive in December last year. And they'll continue to go down because people just don't want to buy, you know, goods at the moment. That's you know, true in the EU and the US. I think that it will get worse throughout the year. You know, it's unlikely that the Chinese government will have to face down a big problem. But, you know, they're going to be very, very concerned about their internal problems.
Not a lot of good news anywhere. Dr. Kerry Brown, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Kerry Brown is a senior fellow in Asia Research at Chatham House in London.